Okay, my friends. So we started a new year. We're thinking about ways we can do better with ourselves. We can manage our time. We can take on a little extra work to help around the house. And we can learn more and more every day. So today we're going to do a book called Numbers. This is a little golden book. It's a very old one. It was written by Mary Read and Edith Oswald, and the pictures are by Violet Lamont. So if you can get your hands on a book like this, it is exciting and fun. So today's story, Numbers, what they look like and what they do. Are you ready? It's read by Mommy and...
Snacky snack.
Snacky snack. Is that what you are today? Mm-hmm. I love it. That's a good thing to have. How many snacky snacks are you going to enjoy?
5,000?
That's a huge number. Let's talk about it. Numbers are fun, whatever you do. First comes one, and then comes two. After two comes three and four, and then comes five. Now, count once more. Ready? Did you do it with me?
One, two, three, four, five.
Beautiful. You can count to five. That's fine. Number six is next in line. Then comes 7, 8, 9, 10. Now let's stop and count again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Beautiful. Just like bing, bang, boom. He's got it. Now, let's talk about where you might need numbers. You would need them on a...
clock.
On a clock, that's right. Breakfast, for example. Tick, tock, goes the clock. Time to get breakfast. One bottle of milk. Sue will get it. Two eggs. Mother will fry them. Three bowls. Anne will fill them. Four pieces of bread. Jimmy will toast them. Five oranges. Father will cut them. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Now the time is 8 o'clock. Where else would you need numbers? Can you think of any other places?
The beach.
Let's find out. Under the big umbrella, Mother hides from the sun. There's only one under the big umbrella. That's right, because when you go to the beach, you definitely need to put on your SPF.
Uh-huh.
Be safe. Okay. Under the big umbrella, Mother plays with Sue. And now there are two under the big umbrella. Under the big umbrella, Anne also likes to be. And now there are three under the big umbrella. Under the big umbrella, Jimmy watches the shore. And now there are four under the big umbrella. Under the big umbrella, Mother, Jimmy, Sue, and Anne wait for Father to arrive. When he comes, there will be five under the big umbrella. Where else can you use numbers? I think this page will tell us. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's explain what's going on in the picture to our friends. This is a pet shop in a big city. There are four puppies, and there is one kitty. Two scolding parrots are in a rage. Five yellow birds are in a cage. Three white rabbits are right in there, and six little mice run everywhere. You can buy all these pets from Mr. Horner. He owns the pet shop on the corner. And in the picture, we can see all of those things. Where else might we need to know what numbers there are? Other animals, that's right. So let's talk about when we go to the zoo. One elephant is eating hay. A big mouthful, I dare say. Two lions are in a cage. One is in an awful rage. Three deer in all. Two are big and one is small. Three little foxes are asleep on the floor. Another is playing, and that makes four. Penguins, much alive. There are four, or are there five? Little monkeys, full of tricks. Are there five, or are there six? What do you think? Six, yeah. But you know what? I think they need to do something about these habitats. They don't quite look large enough.
There are five.
Wait.
One, two, three, four, five.
There are?
Six.
There are six. And where else must you know about numbers? You got it. The airport. 7 airplanes in formation, flying off to their far-off station. 7 passengers wait in line. The pilot comes, the weather's fine, the passenger plane is ready to fly. Soon it will be up in the sky. And that is exciting. Where else can you count things? How about the farm, right? How many puppies are
How about your toy blocks?
Ooh, you could do that too. Let's see if they talk about that one in this book. But for now, how many puppies are with their mother? How many roosters look at each other? How many ducks are swimming today? How many kittens are asleep in the hay? How many pigs are in their pen? How many chicks are with mother hen? Well, let's find out. Okay, so in the picture, we can see these answers, and I will post these pictures on my Instagram. So if you are curious, you can go and look and see. But there are
3 puppies.
3 puppies and
2 hens.
Oh, 2 roosters. Yeah. And how many ducks?
4.
Good. How many kittens are over here?
5.
Great. Piggies?
6.
And then let's count the chicks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8. They're so cute. You know where else I like to count things? Have you ever been at the train tracks and seen a huge train go by?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's fun to count how many train cars there are.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Let's count. 1 locomotive is big and strong. It pulls the freight cars right along. 1 tank car has oil inside. 2 flat cars give logs a ride. 3 box cars hold heavy freight. Now, with the caboose, are there 7 or 8? Now, here's something that we don't really see very often, but it's still fun to think about. And it's the circus. At the circus, you can see 3 clowns, funny as can be. 2 turn backflips in the air. 1 tries to sit in a rickety chair. And it's gonna break on him, isn't it? Yeah. In the cage. Yeah. Some people like them. I think they're funny.
I think they're freaky.
Mm, it's okay. In the cage, the lions roar. When their trainer slams the door, he cracks his whip. They do their tricks. How many lions? Are there 6? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, there are.
No, 7.
Oh, because the lion tamer, he's kind of got a bit of a lion look to him, doesn't he? Grr. In the tidy sawdust ring, at the signal, ding dong ding, coal black poodles prance in line. Are there 8 or are there 9?
I'll count.
Okay.
9.
Yeah. Do you know they can train dogs to do all kinds of tricks? That's great. Now, where else can we count? Ah, the super garage. At the super garage, how many trucks do you see? Who uses the trucks? Can you tell me? So we've got bakers deliver bread and cake. Butchers deliver sausage and steak. Milkmen deliver milk and cream. Farmers have vegetables fresh and green. Oil men deliver oil for heat. Grocers deliver good food to eat. Movers deliver tables and chairs. Workmen use bulldozers for road repairs. Expressmen move things from town to town. Others use steam shovels to dig down, down, down. And my favorite place for us to do some number work is on this page because we learn about
money
and how to buy things at the store. So listen up, friends. This is important stuff. 5 single pennies, shiny and bright. Buy as much as 1 nickel might. So a nickel is worth
5 cents.
5 cents. Mm-hmm. 10 single pennies spent at 1 time. Buy as much as 1 single dime.
A dime is 10.
A dime is 10. Mm-hmm. 1 quarter buys as much at the store as 5 nickels, but no more. So if we count those nickels, we're going to count by 5. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
I'm a knee, knee, knee.
Mm-hmm. So all those 5 nickels equals 25 cents. Mm-hmm. 2 quarters are worth 1/2 a dollar. 4 quarters equal 1 paper dollar. Mm-hmm. Important stuff to know. Now, this next page is my favorite page in the whole book because this book was written, let's see if it'll tell me what year, 1955, okay? Mm-hmm. And listen to this. It says, what you can buy with the things that you have if you have 1 cent.
Fruit store.
Mm-hmm, at the fruit store. 1 new penny at the fruit store buys 3 peanuts, or maybe 4. Which is not the case anymore. 5 cents will buy 1 red apple, shiny and bright. Maybe in 1955, but you'd need a lot more today, wouldn't you? Maybe you could do it for $2.05. 10 cents, 2 yellow pears. What a beautiful sight. If you add $2 to that, you just might. Okay. 1 quarter, 5 big oranges will taste just right. And if you put those in a bag and add $5,
you just might.
Mm-hmm. 50 cents. Oh my goodness, this is so funny. 2 prickly pineapples, juicy and sweet, for 50 cents.
Double that, maybe.
Way more than that. You probably could get a pineapple for $5, though. So this is quite a bit off.
So mm-hmm. 50 cents, 2 prickly pineapples, juicy and sweet.
Mm.
Take away 0 and make those dollars.
Yeah.
Maybe you could.
Yeah, then you could do it. $1, 1 big watermelon, a jolly good treat. And that makes me laugh because I don't think I've ever seen a watermelon be $1 in my whole life. But in 1955, you could. Isn't that interesting? Nevertheless, no matter what year, here is the bottom line, and it's quite true.
Wait, I think if you took that dollar and made it $100, you could probably fit it into the watermelon.
Well, you could buy lots of watermelons for $100. You could buy a watermelon for, I guess, 5. Because there's little watermelons, too, as well as big watermelons. Mm-hmm. Now, numbers are round wherever you go. Numbers are around wherever you go, but you must know numbers to see them, you know. A few number secrets you've learned from this book. Look around. Find others. It's fun. Just look. And I think what a wonderful story this one was. It's so much fun to think about how the world has changed and how numbers have gotten bigger over time, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
And it's also nice to know that it rhymes. Yay! It's fun. And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.